1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh!
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of greensports.net, your source for Green County sports.
Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County. People you know, people you can trust. Also being brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 2026 WPIL UPMC Sports Medicine Class 2A Wrestling Team Championships. We are at Laurel High School. I'm Bobby Fox on the mic tonight, being joined by my producer, Nate Rigotti, and our camera operator, Grady Peterson, to bring you this presentation of the WPIL UPMC Sports Medicine Class 2A Wrestling Team Championships here at the home of the Spartans in Laurel High School. It's the fifth-seeded Jefferson Morgan Rockets after a fantastic 15-1 regular season, taking on the 12th-seeded Avella Eagles after a 12-8 overall record in the 25-26 campaign. Jefferson Morgan comes in as the Section 3 2A champions. They were undefeated, besting Beth Center, Bentworth, Brownsville, and Fraser. The Avella Eagles, the runners-up out of Section 2 of 2A, they were 2-1 in section competition, losing only to the Burgettstown Blue Devils, who, of course, were the section champions. They also finished ahead of Hopewell and Southside. Let's give you a quick update, as we have already seen some thrilling action here from Laurel. In our preliminary match, 20th-seeded Avonworth taking on 13th-seeded Freedom. The Freedom Bulldogs advance by a 36-36 final score. They win on individual win criteria, 7-6. So it was a tight one between the Freedom Bulldogs and the Avonworth Antelopes. The Lopes have been eliminated. The Bulldogs move on to wrestle 4th-seeded and host Laurel. That will be going on simultaneously, as there are two mats here at Laurel High School. And we will give you score updates from that Freedom-Laurel matchup as the night goes on. But of course, our first focus, the Jefferson Morgan Rockets and the Avella Eagles. Great season so far for the Rockets. They hope that it is far from over. They've got a solid lineup from top to bottom. We will give a deeper look at that lineup here as we progress through the Iron Synergy warm-up. We'll also take a look at the Avella Eagles, see who some of their studs are and some of the names to watch out for the blue and gold. And then after these first-round matchups, we will move on to the quarterfinals tonight right here at Laurel. It'll be, of course, the winner of Jefferson Morgan and Avella taking on the winner of Freedom and the Spartans. We're going to take a break. We will come back again, take a deeper look at both of these teams, the Rockets and the Eagles. Greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, video on NFHS. You are in the Iron Synergy pregame show.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey? Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Laurel High School, side of the this round of the WPIO-UPMC Sports Medicine Class 2A Wrestling Team Championships. I'm Bobby Fox on the call tonight for you. We will be focusing on the Jefferson Morgan Rockets taking on the Avella Eagles. And on the other mat here in Laurel, it'll be the Spartans playing host to Freedom. The winners of these two matches will square off in the next round of this team championship tournament. Also going on tonight on the WJPA Sports Network, Bob Gregg, Rusty Pettit, and Jason Tennant, who will be producing this, are at McGuffey. Bentworth and Keystone Oaks, the winner of that one gets the winner of the host Highlanders. They are the 3 seed. That will be getting started here momentarily. And the winner of that match gets the winner of Chartiers Houston and Burgettstown. McGuffey, the 3 seed, Chartiers Houston, the 11, Burgettstown, the 6th. For Avella and Jefferson Morgan, should be a pretty full match in terms of weights competed. We're looking at some of the stats for the Avella Eagles. Dustin Mace, the sophomore, comes in 23-9 with 13 pins. He's a man to watch. Jordan Moore, the sophomore, 26-8, 16 wins by pin. He is tied for the team lead with Chaz Rush, the junior, at 27-9 overall and 16 pins. Also, keep an eye out on freshman Gage Samuel. He is 26-9 overall. So we have got some outstanding depth to this Eagle team, young depth for these Eagles. They're actually going through now and introducing all of the participants in tonight's match. So we'll have some time to take a deeper look at some of these teams. On the Rockets, it's been a fantastic season, as we said. Lots of names to highlight. They just announced Austin Grandel. He is 29-4 this year. He is 7-1 in matches determined by fall. He is 29-4, as we said, right behind him, the senior. Landon Heath at heavyweight is 28-6. He has 23 victories by pin. So if the Rockets need points late, they know they can rely on Landon Heath. Also eclipsing 20 wins already this season, the sophomore, Alec Palco. He is 25-6 overall, 17 wins by pin. So one thing that this Jefferson Morgan team knows how to do is to put the opponent's shoulders to the mat. Caleb Delaney, the sophomore, 27-8. He's got 20 wins by pin. His older brother, James Delaney, is a junior. He is 21-11. 14 wins by pin. We, of course, will remind you of some of these stats as we go through this match tonight and then into our second match, whoever that may be. The favorites, of course, Jefferson Morgan and Laurel, to wrestle into the next round of the 2A Wrestling Team Championship Tournament. We mentioned earlier on the WJPA Sports Network with Jason Tennant producing for Bob Gregg and Rusty Pettit at McGuffey. Staying in Washington County, Greg Warnock will be presenting AAA team action from Cannon McMillan High School Also featuring Bell Vernon taking on Mars. That was the 4:30 preliminary match. Then it'll be Latrobe versus North Allegheny at 6 with the Big Macs getting the winner of Bell Vernon Mars. Those are also scheduled to get started at 6 p.m. We are in the Iron Synergy warm-up with you. We hope to have wrestling getting started here in about 4 or 5 minutes as we go through the introductions of all of our wrestlers participating here tonight. Avonworth, by the way, also made the trip to Laurel. They were eliminated in a 36-36 match, taking on the Freedom Bulldogs earlier, and that one went to Criteria, 7-6 individual wins in favor of Freedom. So let's take another break. We will be back, and you are watching and listening to the Iron Synergy warm-up, greensports.net, presented by First Federal Greene County with video on NFHS.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
You know what this guy sounds like? It sounds like a wedding. He apparently didn't check pronunciations beforehand.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet?
Yep.
It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Welcome back to Laurel High School. I'm Bobby Fox bringing you tonight's action here on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Greene County and also on NFHS. Want to take a look at the Rockets heading into tonight. Their only loss of the season they are coming off of. They fell 47-30 to Ringgold back on January 24th. They also beat these Freedom Bulldogs 46-29 as part of the Sharon Duel on January 24th. They picked up wins over Elwood City, Sharon, and Elizabeth Forward as well. The Rockets taking a quick look at their dual schedule. See if there were any other victories over some opponents they are seeing tonight. It doesn't look that way. They started out the year way back on December 3rd with an impressive 41-27 win over Waynesburg Central. So the Rockets looking to avenge that only loss and do it at the perfect time of year here at the team tournament. We'll be back on the Iron Synergy warm-up. Be about time for match time on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Greene County, video on NFHS.
Yeah. Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Our national anthem here from Laurel High School. I'm Bobby Fox, bringing the action tonight. Nate Rigotti producing. And Grady Peterson, our camera operator. Referee Eric Johnson, flip of the disc to determine who gets the odds and evens in terms of choice for the periods. Captains shaking hands, and we are ready to go here. Thank you, sir. I want to thank our representative from the WPIL helping us out. We hope to be able to identify our wrestlers. We're going to get a four, pardon me. Here we go, at 107 pounds for Avella, it'll be Xander Winters. Jefferson Morgan, it's either Austin Grandel or Braden Hanning, and I apologize, I'm not very familiar with Austin Grandel or Braden Hanning. If here we go. Nope, we are going to 114 pounds. Nope. Okay, it'll be Dustin Mace of Avella. And it's a quick 3-0 lead for Jefferson Morgan's Braden Hanning, because that is not Caleb Delaney. And it's a quick 3-1 lead now for Hanning after the escape by Mace. Now looking for that inside leg trip. Lateral drop try by Mace will go nowhere and out of bounds we go. Oravella, Dustin Mace comes in 23-9. And Jefferson Morgan's Braden Hanning settles in at just 13-4, but he's got a 3-1 lead here, down about a minute to go, opening period. Reaching for that inside leg was Hanning. Now reaching for that low ankle as they circle. For elbow control is Hanning. Double underhooks tried by Mace. Now Mace drops down into a single, looking perhaps for a standing cradle. Instead, he'll drop down to that knee. Back to their feet they go. Now looking for a throw, perhaps, is Mace. 33 seconds to go, first period. Who's got who here? Hanning and Mace locked up, and it'll be Hanning coming out on top with the takedown before they tumble out of bounds to take a 6-1 lead. Again, winner of this one gets the winner of Laurel and Freedom. And that one right now is a 6-0 lead for Laurel after a forfeit to open their match. Hanning going into the claw. As time winds down below 10 seconds, Hanning's going to get Mace to his back on a roll try. Just one swipe, though, from referee Eric Johnson. It looks like it's going to be 6-1. Braden Hanning heading into the second period. I believe choice... I have no idea. We're just going to follow the ref. Mace's choice, he defers to Hanning. Hanning wants to go neutral with two takedowns already in his back pocket. Not a surprise. Mace, nice low ankle. Got the head under the knee. He's going to... should be able to finish this against Hanning. He does. Cut the lead to 6-4. Hanning quickly to his feet, looking to cut the hands. He will. And it's 7-4. Now another nice, quick, low ankle shot from Mace. And he's in deep on this single leg. Trying to get the Avella Eagles off to a good start is Dustin Mace, but he trails 7-4. Now Hanning's going to settle in on top. Get the takedown and look for the fall. Bridging up is Mace. He'll get to his belly. And Mace looking for the reversal now with a minute 16 to go opening period, second period. But Hanning's going to come out of this. Try to climb up through the crotch. Four near fall awarded. It is 14-4 in favor of Braden Hanning. Hanning was in trouble a little bit. Kept his head and is able to build a 10-point lead halfway through this match. Caleb Delaney is on deck for the Rockets. So it looks like he's going to go at 121. Half Nelson in here by Hanning. And he'll just roll Mace over, and Mace in trouble. 48 seconds to go, second period. And there's the fall for Braden Hanning. It comes in 3-14. So the Rockets will go up 6-0. We'll take a quick 30-second break. We'll be back. Greensports.net, presented by First Federal, Green County Video, and NFHS.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Green County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Green County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan taking on Jordan Moore of Avella, and they're all pretzeled up. Well, stalemate, 26 seconds into this opening period. Rockets out to a quick 6-0 lead. Jordan Moore for the Avella Eagles comes in 26-8, so they're bringing some big guns early. But Braden Hanning already taking out Dustin Mace at 114 pounds. Caleb Delaney, speaking of heavy hitters for the Rockets, he comes into this bout at 27-8. But in on the early shot and looking for the takedown is Moore. Trying to lock up through the crotch is Delaney. Hoping for a stalemate here with a 1:03 to go, opening period, no score. And there's the stalemate call. Try to get my papers reorganized here as we restart. Nice low ankle shot. Working up to the knee is Jordan Moore. Now Delaney, good job to stretch him out. And now Delaney looking to come around, and he'll pick up three. And the Jefferson Morgan sophomore out to the early lead with 37 seconds to go, first period. Fighting up on top is Caleb Delaney, 25 seconds remaining in the first period. 3-0 lead. Rockets looking to take out two of Avella's top wrestlers record-wise right off the bat here. Delaney looking for the tilt. Moore bellies out with 5 seconds remaining in this first period. It looks like Delaney will settle for a 3-0 lead going to the second. Choice is Delaney's. Moore wants to go neutral. Glad here they've got the ankle bracelets on, the ankle bands on for this one in our first match. And actually, it looks like on mat one, they still don't have any ankle bands. As Moore goes into another single leg shot. Nice leg whizzer in by Delaney. Potentially dangerous called. And we'll restart as Moore was starting to torque on that knee. Twenty-five seconds into this second period, 3-0 lead for Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. Got Moore's head to the mats. He can come around in a side, maybe looking to lock up a cradle at the same time. Moore gets in deeper on this single leg, and once again, Delaney coming up through the coming up over top, locking through the crotch. It's been a well wrestled match between these two. We are looking at another stalemate here, unless someone can improve. The Jefferson Morgan cheerleaders have making their presence known. Delaney trying to go heavy on the hips on the back of the head of Moore. Try to break out of this grip on this single leg, but Moore just holding on to it like a dog on a bone here. And again, he's worked his way to his seated position, trying to climb up through. We're all the way down to 33 seconds remaining in the second period as they go stalemate once again. I think that's already the third stalemate between these two, again kind of emphasizing just how evenly matched they are. These two also haven't spent much time on their feet. A lot of mat wrestling between Delaney and Moore. Now Delaney trying to slap on a front headlock and reach through the leg. 13 seconds. Moore in on a single. Same position we've been in most of this match. Moore in on a single. Delaney defending over the top. And we'll go to the third. No points scored. Still 3-0 in favor of Jefferson Morgan's Caleb Delaney. Rockets with a 6-0 match lead. Delaney's choice. He'll go down. Try to expand this lead. Off the start. Moore throws in both legs. Trying to work a turn here, although Delaney Good job to scoop his hips up on top, pop his head out, pick up the reversal. And it's a 5-0 lead now for Caleb Delaney. Big reversal for the Jefferson Morgan sophomore.
And 133 for gold.
Near side bar here for Delaney, and he's just going to step right over top, stack up more, and just like that, Delaney has the fall in 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Good start for Jefferson Morgan. Back-to-back pins. We'll see what they can do at 127. Greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County. Video on NFHS.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Gage Samol out of Abella. I'm hearing Connor Pinchock from our PA announcer. So we're going to go with Pinchock taking on Samol. Gage Samol comes in 26-9, so 3 straight wrestlers with well over 20 wins for Abella. Jefferson Morgan has picked up a fall in each of the first two. Connor Pinchock, 10-9. So the record certainly not as impressive, but 50 seconds in, we are scoreless. Samol giving up a lot of height, but got a stockier build compared to Pinchock. As we approach 45 seconds remaining here, opening period. Pinchock pummels in, but out of bounds they go. Just 30 seconds remaining, opening period. Ear-to-ear tie, now Samol working on a single leg. Couldn't really get through on it. Pinchock fires back, nothing there. We approach 10 seconds to go, so Pinchock holding his own here against Samol. And we will be scoreless going to the second period. Nice job by Connor Pinchock. Score is 12-3 in favor of Laurel over on mat one. Choice goes, ends up with Pinchock, and he wants to go neutral. So we've seen four choices in this match so far. 3 have been neutral. And when Caleb Delaney chose down, he not only hit the reversal, but he picked up a fall. Forehead to forehead tie here between Samol and Pinchock. Now will they go ear to ear? Not a lot of action so far here at 127 pounds. Pinchock tried the 2-on-1 Russian tie there. Nothing doing. Kind of getting some tentative shots from both of these wrestlers. Nothing that's really been committed to so far. Underhook try by Pinchock. Pinchock lost his balance, but they go out of bounds. Your action you're hearing is from the Laurel crowd. As their Spartans hosting as the 4 seed, Jefferson Morgan the 5th. was certainly some question as to who would get that hosting right. It ended up going to the Spartans. We're down to 44 seconds here, second period. Still scoreless between Austin Pinchock of Jefferson Morgan and Gage Samole of Abella. And remember, it was Pinchock's choice here in the second period to go neutral. So if this goes 0-0, Samole will be in the driver's seat heading to that third period. Nice shot by Samole, and he's going to pick up a score here. 21 seconds remaining in the third period. See if Pinchock can get the quick escape. Samole's got him broken down pretty well. Got cross wrist on Pinchock. Almost got him in a seatbelt situation here, and he's going to use that two-on-one to try to hit a roll-through tilt, but Pinchock able to keep his knees pinned down, and he'll trail 3-0 going to the third. Samole will choose down. First time here in this match, Avella has led in a bout. Samole will try to add to it. Pinchock goes to that claw. Works Samole back down, but Samole starting to create some separation. They'll pick up the escape, and it's 4-0 in favor of Avella's Gage Samole. Going for the headlock was Pinchock. Samole fought it off, pick up the takedown, go up 7-0 as we're under 90 seconds remaining in this bout. Cross wrist again for Samole. Now he's got that cross wrist tilt. Had Pinchock to his back momentarily. Can't see what official Eric Johnson is holding. Now he awards the two, and it's 9-0 Samole, so he's in major decision territory now. Roll by Samole. Pinchock just stays velcroed right to it. 45 seconds to go in the third period. Gage Samole looking to put the Avella Eagles on the board. Another roll try by Pinchock. That one takes him out of bounds. Clock stops, 37 seconds remaining in the third period. 12-0 Jefferson Morgan. Gage Samole of Avella with the lead over Austin Pinchock of Jefferson Morgan at 127 pounds. Looks like at 133 coming up for Avella will be Jeremiah McLean. And it looks like James Delaney will be going for the Rockets. As we're under 10 seconds to go third period, looks like Gage Samole is going to get the Eagles on the board. If he can hold Pinchock for 3 more seconds, he'll get the major, and he does. 9-0 major decision, Gage Samole at 127. We'll be back at 133. Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Green County Video on NFHS. McLean of Avella taking on James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. Delaney immediately in on a double leg. Cuts the quarter, picks up the takedown. Now he's got cross wrist. Now looking for a near side half is Delaney, staying very active on top. McLean having a tough time of it down underneath of James Delaney. McLean comes in at 13-18 with 7 wins coming by default or forfeit. James Delaney, 21-11. Had a bit of a rough showing at the Tricata. Talking to his parents earlier, and they said that he was fighting an illness of some sort. But still a fine season for the junior. Down to 50 seconds to go. First period here. Working a bar and a tight waist out of bounds. Score update from Matt 1. It's Laurel 18, Freedom 7. They're at 145 pounds. Off the whistle, McLean quickly to his feet, out of bounds. Nearly takes out referee Eric Johnson, nearly takes out the water stand, and nearly takes out the photographer. See, this photographer, you can't see her. She's way too comfortable. She got the chair set up. You got to be ready to move if you're going to be Matt's side. The plane to his feet. Ridden right back down by Delaney. He's able to put in a bar and a half and run McLean right over just that quick. He's got 20 seconds to work with. Nice job with that bar and a half. He's got the 4 near fall, if not the pin. He gets the pin in 1 minute and 43 seconds. Jefferson Morgan now up 18-4. We'll be back. Greensports.net presented by First Federal Green County Video on NFHS.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
£139. E.J. Lingenfeld of Jefferson, Morgan, taking on Adam Ware of Avella. Rockets up 18-4 with 3 pins. James Delaney, the most recent and the quickest at a minute 43. Out of bounds as Ware was looking for the takedown here on Lingenfeld. Ware comes in with a 12-20 record. Lingenfeld is 19-14 with 11 pins. Duck under try here by Ware, and look out, he almost got caught in almost a Peterson-type situation. Was Ware, now Lingenfeld got the head down, try if he can break the grip on that right leg, might be able to come around here on Ware, although Ware, good job to hold on. Lingenfeld steps over. Lingenfeld, good job to keep working on top and try to avoid the stalemate. Now he's got the hips on the back of Lingenfeld, on Ware, I should say. Oh, and they just ran out of Matt as Lingenfeld was starting to come around on the takedown. Back to the center, 36 seconds remaining here in the first period. Under 30 to go, first period. Still scoreless between Lingenfeld of Jefferson Morgan, Ware of Avella. We are at 139 pounds. Oh, and the throw by Ware caught Lingenfeld in a headlock. And Lingenfield's in trouble. 10 seconds. Can he stay off his back? He does not. 1 minute, 51 seconds, and boy, did Avella need that one. That's going to cut the lead down to 18-10. We'll be back. Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Green County, video on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Green County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
All right. 145 pounds. For Jefferson, Oregon, we've got Colton Humphreys or Liam Rogers. And for Avella, we have either Thomas Chilzer or Noah Kimberlin. We've been told it's Chilzer. And we're going to get Colton Humphreys from Jefferson, Oregon. According to our PA announcer, Humphreys has a takedown. He's looking for the cradle. Chilzer trying to fight out of it. He will. But a quick 3-0 lead for Colton Humphreys. So Colton Humphreys, an early 3-0 lead. Avella with a big pin at 139 pounds. Cut an 18-4 lead down to just 8 points. But now Humphreys looking to get those six right back. Runs that front side half over and does. The pin comes in 1 minute and 7 seconds. So Jefferson Morgan back up to a 14-point lead, 24-10. We'll be back 1:52 coming up. Greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County Video on NFHS.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Got a first forfeit of this match. At 152 pounds, Jefferson Morgan's Gino Orlandi, picking up the forfeit. We'll go to 160. A forfeit to Alec Palco makes it 36-10 in favor of Jefferson Morgan. Now a forfeit for Avella at 172. That would be Dominic Muzzy. Now going up to 189 pounds. It's Chaz Rush. I wonder if those were flipped. If it's Rush getting the forfeit and Muzzy going at 189. Peyton Bastion will go for Jefferson Morgan at 189. Yeah, that makes more sense. Rush takes the forfeit at 172. Muzzy will go at 189 for Avella. I didn't think that looked right. So after all that, we have got a 36-16 score in favor of Jefferson Morgan going to 189. And Muzzy looking for the takedown here. He's got a cradle locked. Muzzy trying to run this thing over here on Peyton Bastion. Still got that cradle locked. And he's got, boy, Ed Bastion on his shoulder. Bastion doing a fantastic job of fighting this off. But now Muzzy's got him on his shoulder. But Bastion able to belly down again. Bastion trying to reach through on a single leg to counter this. Muzzy, if he could load up his hips and get out to the side, might be able to finish this. Bastion fighting it off. He's been fighting it for the better part of a minute 10. And Muzzy gives it up and will just take the three and the two near fall to go up 5-0. After all that, Bastion the quick escape to make it 5-1. So great job by Peyton Bastion. The fight through that. Bastion, the sophomore, is 13-15. took the best that Muzzy could throw at him. Now a shot in by Bastion. He's got the single leg. He's got it deep, too. Bastion switching off to a double. He's got to get his feet underneath of him. And now Muzzy comes over top. Bastion. Now hoists Muzzy up. He's down to 2 seconds. And it'll be a 5-1 lead for Vela's Dominic Muzzy. Bastion's choice, he defers to Muzzy. Muzzy looks like that whole exchange may have taken more out of him than it did Bastion. Muzzy chooses down. To start this second period, Muzzy on the year 20-9. Off the start. Sit out, turn in, nicely done by Muzzy. Goes right into a single, he's going to pick up the reversal and go up 5-1. By the way, I believe there was no bout at 107 pounds. So Jefferson, if that is the case, Jefferson Morgan has locked up this match at 36-16. Score is 7-1 in favor of Muzzy. Bastion up to his feet, gets the switch, hits the reverse, so it's 7-3. And Peyton Bastion will settle in on top. Trying to work a two-on-one underneath is Peyton Bastion. Now looking for that power half. Bastion into that rear waist, trying to bar the left arm of Muzzy. Now Muzzy for a second. Now he'll go for the sit-out. Bastion breaks him back down. He's got a bar on the near side. 37 seconds to go, second period. A lot of action in this one. Not a ton of scoring. But looked like it was going to be a quick one when Muzzy hit that early deep cradle. And Bastion able to fight his way out of it. Bastion breaks Muzzy back down after he comes to his feet. Nice back pressure by Muzzy, but Bastion just stays right with him. Nicely done by the sophomore, Peyton Bastion. Three seconds to go, second period. And Peyton Bastion still alive in this one, trailing just 7-3. It's going to be his choice. An escape and a takedown ties this bout up. Peyton Bastion's first move. Ineffective as Muzzy returns him to the mat 10 seconds into this third period. Now Bastion to his feet. Muzzy drops to a single leg. Good job to switch off to the double by Muzzy, forcing Bastion back to the mat. Seconds into this third period. Bastion to his feet will cut loose. It's 7-4 in favor of Muzzy. Bastion a takedown away from tying this thing up, but Muzzy into a high crotch. Takedown, almost. There's the takedown. He puts Bastion to his back. He's got a minute five to work with. He will get the fall here in the third period. So it'll be a fall in 4:56 for Muzzy. We'll come back at 215 pounds. Greensports.net, brought to you by First Federal Green County. Video on NFHS.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes, man? That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromise in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Nice moment here for Landon Heath as he picks up his 100th victory. Although I'm sure he would have loved to have done it in active action. He picks up the forfeit at 285. That'll make the score 42-28 in favor of Jefferson Morgan. That will lock up the win. We are going to have a 107-pound belt. So this will be Austin Grandel of Jefferson Morgan. And it'll be Xander Winter of Avella. It's going to be the Rockets and the Spartans, as we expected. Laurel with a 30-10 lead. They're up at 172 pounds. So we're ahead of them. Double leg takedown by Austin Grandel. And that Laurel lead has just grown to 36-10. Austin Grandel with the takedown here. Working on Xander Winters. Winters is 7-9. Grandel looking for a quick fall. Can't quite tell the position of Winters because of the Jefferson Morgan bench. Winters has bellied down. Official holding three, looking to run a bar back over is Grandel. Grandel's going to readjust and pick up the fall in a minute four. And that'll do it. The Jefferson Morgan Rockets will take it 48-28 over the Avella Eagles and will move on into the next round of the 2026 WPIL UPMC Sports Medicine Class 2A Wrestling Team Championships. We will come back, recap this one, take a break, and get ready for the Rockets quarterfinal matchup with the Laurel Spartans. Greensports.net presented by First Federal Greene County. Video on NFHS.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Jefferson Morgan Rockets have advanced to the quarterfinal round of the 2026 WPIO UPMC Sports Medicine Class 2A Wrestling Team Championships with a 48-28 win over 12th-seeded Avella. The 5th-seeded Rockets got things started at 114 pounds, where Braden Hanning picked up a fall on 314. 121 pounds, Caleb Delaney followed with a fall on 441, made it 12-0 Rockets. Avella got on the board at 127. Gage Samol with a 9-0 major decision over Austin Pinchock of Jefferson Morgan made the score 12-4. Also, real quick, 54-10. Laurel knocks off Freedom to make it official. They will wrestle the Rockets. Start time scheduled 7:15. Let's go back to 133 pounds. James Delaney with a fall in a minute 43 over Jeremiah McLean. Makes it 18-4 Rockets. Avella got back in at a fall in 151 by Adam Ware over E.J. Lingenfield. Made it 18-10. And then the Rockets pick up a fall in a minute 7 by Colton Humphreys over Thomas Chilzer. Made it 24-10. Then back-to-back forfeits by Avella ended up deciding the score. Gino Orlandi and at 160 Alec Palco pick up forfeits. And that'll make the score 36-10. Chaz Rush of Avella picks up a forfeit at 172 to make it 36-16. Avella picks up 6 more points thanks to a pin by Dominic Muzzy of the Eagles. He sticks Peyton Bastion in 456, made it 36-22. Then Blaine Mays cut it to 8 points with a forfeit at 215. But the Rockets clean things up with a forfeited heavyweight. Landon Heath picking up his 100th victory as a Rocket. Made it 42-28. And then Austin Grandel put the finishing touches on it. A fall in a minute 4, 48-28 over Xander Winters. And that's how things went here in this first round matchup. Again, the Laurel Spartans, the 4th seed, defeat Freedom, the 13th seed, 54-10. It'll be the Rockets and the Spartans. Scheduled start time 7:15. We were actually told they weren't going to break the mats down. I guess they figure with this much time, they'll go ahead and clean up the gym, bring us to one mat, and we will have the quarterfinal matchup between Jefferson Morgan and Laurel. Winner will be wrestling on Saturday at AHN Arena on the campus of Peters Township High School for a semifinal matchup. We'll also try to get some updates from McGuffey, where Jason Tennant is producing for Bob Gregg and Rusty Pettit. Try to get you some updates there so we can give you a better idea of what the bracket's going to look like. But we're going to take a short break, maybe grab a snack, grab a drink, and we'll be back on greensports.net, presented by First Federal of Greene County, with our video feed here on NFHS. Greensports.net also being brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet, better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Stick around. We'll be back. It looks like in about 25 minutes, the Rockets and the Spartans here in the WPIL UPMC Sports Medicine Class 2A Wrestling Team Championships. We'll be right back.